And so the things we've talked about tonight, they're in some ways they're very simple. You know, we're talking about joy, we're talking about attentiveness. And I wish I could tell you something extremely profound, like how to fly or walk on water, you know. But what I found in just sitting with these ideas is the real simple ideas are really the most profound. And they're the hardest to practice, you know. And a couple of things about practicing that I want to suggest. Santi Davis says this in chapter 5, verse 109. He says, "Therefore I shall put this way of life into actual practice. For what can be achieved by merely reading or talking about it? Will a sick man be benefited merely by reading the medical texts?" Shanti Dev, if you don't know him, he's really beautiful, really accessible. Start with chapter 6. But he gives all these techniques for how to deal with real-life difficult situations, and his text called The Bodhisattva Way of Life. And in Sanskrit, it's called the Bodhisattva Charyavatara. But it's reading a medical text doesn't help at all. Just hearing some of this stuff doesn't do anything. But if you can actually put it into practice a little bit, and the key two words in that statement is little bit, right? Spiritual growth happens at the rate of tree growth. It's a gentle, very gentle process that happens through daily practice. And there's just beautiful ways to practice, right? So attentiveness, find a trigger, find a way, something in your life to bring yourself back into the moment. Fold yourself into the experience, even the unpleasant experiences. We've been dealing with things like DMV, and that's great places to practice. And I was talking with a woman in State Farm who was denying me insurance because I haven't had insurance for 3 years. Like, what do you say, you know? I've been in like a religious cult in the mountains. It's such a hard situation. So I was starting to have extreme hatred for this woman. And I was starting to lean away from her psychologically. You know, like my anger was starting to grow and it was this motion, you know? And I thought, I'm going to lean into her. It's just, right, it's a psychological shift. I'm going to become more attentive and more present into the conversation. You know, so again, just little practice. Attentiveness is about leaning in to the situation. Find the places, the people in your life that trigger you that you start to lean away from. You start to do this, right? And then catch yourself. And if you can, a little bit, start to just turn and start to approach it. So that's one way of practicing attentiveness.